The next patient is Dennis Morrow. The last name is M-O-R-R-O-W. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. The patient has diabetes mellitus, history of arterial hypertension, some coronary disease, obstructive sleep apnea. Probably he has nephrosclerosis associated to all those comorbidities, period. In the latest laboratory workup that was done in December 8, 2023, the serum creatinine is 1.1. The BUN is 27 and the estimated GFR is 67. The patient doesn't have hyperfiltration. The diabetes is under control. The patient is complaining of an unsteady gait. For reasons that are not clear to me, he has been placed on torsemide, 20 milligrams every day, Jardiance, 25 milligrams daily, and metolazone, 5 milligrams three times a week. The patient is drinking significant amount of fluid, and of course he's overcoming the diuretic effect. And when in the office there was a variation in the blood pressure. In the sitting position, 122 over 60, and standing position, 102 over 60. He has some degree of orthostatic hypotension. He could have a peripheral neuropathy associated to the diabetes, but on the other hand, he's taking the above-mentioned medications plus tamsulosin 0.8 milligrams on a daily basis. Our recommendation is to go and maintain 200 pounds. Use the torsemide if the body weight is above 200 pounds, despite of the low sodium diet and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. At that time, he's going to use the torsemide only. If there is no response and the body weight continues to be higher, 203 pounds, 204 pounds, the patient is encouraged to take one tablet of torsemide plus the metolazone at that time. If he's under 200 pounds, he's supposed to hold the administration of diuretics. Period. Number two, the patient is complaining of tingling in the pink fingers, and is annoying to him. To the physical examination, doesn't have any loss of strength in the grip. There is no evidence of atrophy of the interosseous muscles. However, the possibility of carpal tunnel syndrome has to be entertained. Taking into consideration the unsteady gait and the possibility of a carpal tunnel syndrome, I am going to refer him to the neurologist for further evaluation and management of these entities. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, coronary artery disease. The cardiologist is Dr. Torres. The patient hasn't been back to the cardiologist. He doesn't have any symptoms that suggest a cardiovascular decompensation. However, this is the type of patient that should have a yearly evaluation. Following number, sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, hypomagnesemia that has been fairly stable. Following number, the patient has left adrenal incidentaloma. We're going to reevaluate the case in about 10 weeks with laboratory workup. The instructions were written to the patient, and they were explained in detail. period, paragraph. I spent 10 minutes in the interpretation of the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 35 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.